This is Brad Bloom with Faith and Fitness Magazine Audio, and I'm here today in Las Vegas, Nevada at Driven Neuro Recovery Center with two people that I'm excited to be able to talk with, Caleb Pittman, trainer, and Angel Lee, the program coordinator. So I'm going to get right into this, and Angel, I'll ask you first to just sort of give me the real quick history of how this place started, how Driven began.
Yeah, so our owner is Sam Schmidt. He is a former IndyCar driver, and he is a current team owner of the IndyCar Racing League. Him and our current executive director, Brandy Kirka, they used to work together. Brandy used to work for Sam Schmidt for the past 5 years or so. Sam actually is a quadriplegic himself. It's actually been about 20 years now since his injury had occurred. And so for the past 5 years or so, Brandy has been his trainer and caregiver assistant, and they found the need for this kind of facility in the city, and they noticed that, you know, insurances only cover so much inpatient and outpatient rehab after you've had a spinal cord injury or some kind of neurological injury. And then after insurances don't cover anymore, they have nowhere else to go. And so this is basically your next stop after your inpatient rehab is to come here and continue your recovery and fitness. And we try to emphasize that wellness never ends, whether you have a disability or not.
Very cool. And Caleb, I'm just going to be real honest how I found you. I'm a Instagram person, so I type in, or actually I think it was a Google search, you know, I'm in Las Vegas, and I type in Christian personal trainer. And eventually, after a few scrolls, I find you. I understand your dad's a pastor, and, you know, I'm like, how'd you get here? You know, you could have been a Sunday school teacher or whatever, you know. How'd you do this?
Oh, man, it's actually a funny story. So I actually grew up here in Vegas and went to a private school, a private Christian school called Lake Mead Christian Academy. And I actually went to school with Sam Schmidt's two kids, Savannah and Spencer. And we just kind of, I've always known them as really good family friends growing up. And they actually come to our church every here and there and when they can make it. And Savannah and I, we were grabbing coffee one time. And she mentioned how her dad was, you know, in the mix of like trying to build this company together. And I thought this was like years and years on out. And I was pre-physical therapy, trying to get into school. And then the next thing you know, I met Sam on a Christmas Eve service about a little over a year ago. And he just kind of laid it on straight. And apparently this business had already been started. He just started. And he said, hey, I think you'd be awesome to work here. I mean, I love your heart for how you want to reach people, how you want to love people and train people. And I think you fit right in. So I did a lot of praying, a lot of thinking about it, counseling. I saw counseling of it. And, next thing you know, February 9th, I began my journey here at Driven. And my one-year anniversary is actually coming up pretty soon, man. So it's been awesome. It's been a great time so far.
Very good. Angel, we were talking earlier today that in addition to the traditional physical fitness services that are offered here at Driven, that you also have you didn't call it counseling, but it's a group that gets together. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so our center takes a holistic approach to wellness, and so we emphasize that beyond your physical well-being, you need to also nurture your mental and emotional well-being. And so because of that, we have tried to collaborate with other people in the city that provide other services and see if we can bring them in here to try to make this a one-stop shop for people with disabilities and your overall wellness. And so we have two people specifically that offer support groups. And so we have a monthly support group, and that one serves largely as a resource hub more than anything. We talk about our successes, our failures. We exchange notes on how we encounter daily living activities with our disability. We talk about dating, making friends and things like that, you know, all in the light of having a disability. And then we have another support group on a weekly basis. That one is a bit smaller. That one's a little bit more intimate, and that kind of gets more to the nitty-gritty of the emotional aspects of having to deal with the challenges of having a disability and your caregivers, your boyfriends, your wives, whatever it is. And then we also have an in-house yoga studio. They're a separate company, but they have an office within our building. And they run their basic run-of-the-mill yoga studio on a daily basis, but they also offer an accessible yoga class for our clients that's available to all ability levels. And then they also have massages, meta-cupping, sound healing, which is pretty much accessible for all of our clients.
Caleb, when I was talking with Angel a little bit earlier today, we were talking about how the trainers are actually encouraged here to have that second sense. You're listening, you're conversing with your clients, and at some point, you know, probably it happens at every gym, but certainly here, you get the sense, hey, this person needs something more than just a workout. They need some extra supports. The issue of Faith and Fitness Magazine that we're currently doing, we're focusing on how fit is your mind. And I'm just curious, can you relate a little bit? Don't need to have any names of any clients, but relate to us an experience that you've had where you're working with this client and it's clear this is the time I need to refer them to what she was just talking about to get that extra support.
Absolutely. That's a great question. It actually happens a lot more than you'd think. A lot of times, you know, our clients would come in and, you know, there's some clients that come in, they're like the center of attention, man. They're the ones that you want to gravitate towards. And a lot of them are just genuinely happy people. And even though we have our struggles, but we always work with them, we collaborate with them. But then some days they'll roll in and you can just see it emotionally. There's like, hey man, like, are you okay? What's wrong? And, you know, yeah, man, sometimes they just like you were saying, you know, about the mind, they're just in their head. And so being able to be a vessel, a wall that they can talk to, someone they can bounce off what they're feeling, what they're talking about, what they're thinking about. Just because as trainers, we have five principles, and they go off the acronym MUMI, which is to maximize load bearing, to optimize proper kinematics, optimize sensory cueing, maximize recovery by minimizing compensation, things like braces or so forth. But the last one is intent, and that goes along to say that you can nail every single one of those first four principles, but if they come in, there's like, and whatever, like a program can only be as good as well as the client responds. And so being able to basically get invited into their world and to be able to be an assistant to help them recover with their disability. I see it as a disability, but I also see it as like something they can ultimately thrive on, you know. I was born hard of hearing, you know, but I don't take it as a disability in the sense where like, well, this is what I got, so I'm just going to stay here. I use it as a platform. I'm going to use it to the best of my ability. And I want other clients that I get to be with, you know, like Angel here, for example, she has a quote unquote disability, but my God, I could never be the administrator she does. I can never be the program coordinator she does because she's just stunning. She does absolutely phenomenal for us. She takes care of us as trainer, keeps us healthy with our scheduling. And, so just mentally for us, she's really what goes on in the background is just keeps us healthy. So to be able to bounce that back and forth between the clients and the trainers has been a phenomenal atmosphere. So,
Angel, you mentioned that coming up here in another month or so, real soon, is a 5K run that's going to be done here in Las Vegas. And it's only for people with disabilities, right?
No. it's actually going, we're shooting for the middle of the year, so late spring. And it's still in the works of the details being planned out, but this is essentially just your basic city 5K. There's, you know, the bubble run, there's the foam glow run, there's all those fun, the salmon run, yeah. This one, we actually have yet to even name it. But this is an all-inclusive, all-accessible, super wheelchair-friendly and family-friendly 5K where we're inviting not only our clients and the overall demographic we serve, but everyone in the city. Their friends, their families, runners, people who just enjoy doing 5Ks. We want to blur or even erase that barrier from between disabled and able-bodied. We want to try to, you know, keep this place as inclusive as possible.
Yeah, and I really like that. It's like, you know, let's engage the able-bodied people right alongside the disabled. What's the value to gain out of that?
I guess to put it lightly, maybe just a sense of normalcy and trying to, you know, avoid segregation. Obviously, segregation, you know, in history has never turned out well, and that, you know, includes race, ability, ethnicity, anything, even in, you know, income level, anything like that. When you put anyone in a box, then all that does is define their value. And so we try to emphasize here, you define your value, not your disability, not your ability. No one's better than or less than, whether they have a disability or some kind of setback, whether it's hard of hearing or a complete spinal cord injury. It, you know, for some, it's all one and the same. Everyone is their own individual, and so they should have the right to determine their value and their worth and their right to integrate themselves into the community.
Well, I really liked when you were sharing with me about this race and giving people the opportunity to be right along, running right alongside people with disabilities. I think it's really awesome. I want to ask you, Caleb, I'm pretty understanding that at least currently with Ford, the company Driven, there's not a whole lot of faith-based organizations, churches that are knocking on your door saying, hey, we'd like to get involved. I know Angel was sharing with me that there's lots of ways that people might be able to get involved beyond this place here. Your clients may need to have some modifications done to their home, or they just need to be driven somewhere, all type of volunteer type of things. What do you see? I mean, you sort of see both sides because you go to the church thing, you know all those people, and then you come here. What do you think are some of the opportunities? How would you communicate to people that are going to church but aren't even aware that this is an opportunity? What should they be doing?
Man, that's a great question. I love – I think when you go to a church, one of the healthy things you'll see is those who want to serve. You know, Jesus came to serve, not to be served. And so when I come to Driven, what I see is a place that has an amplitude amount of services. Like whether like even little things, you know, when we were getting ready for Christmas, we had to get ornaments like put together, and so like some of our clients were over here putting together ornaments. Even we have a few volunteers that come here and that help us out during the week, and they help us grab equipment. They help us, they help support other exercises that we perform, and just provide different leverage points for us to utilize. But we also during certain events, you know, like such as like the support group that she was talking about earlier. I mean, a lot of them, you know, trying to get their own food. They had mentioned sometimes it's a difficult task. And so being able to maybe just be of service and stand aside and say, hey, can I grab you a plate? Man, they'd be more than honored to be able to receive such a request. And so, and then on top of that, I mean, I'm sure there are things at home where I know that they mentioned and that they would love to have things done. And whether it be, you know, painting a wall, and they love trying things themselves. Like they're one of the coolest things. Like when I first started, because I'd never been involved in this community, but being volunteered is amazing. But I also understand that even though our clients or the people with disabilities are needing assistance, they also understand that they can do things themselves sometimes. Like one of the coolest things was, I asked Angel if we could get like a picture or something, and she like freaking put their phone in her mouth and like took it. And I was like, that's so impressive. Like she learned to thrive, and the kind of what I was saying earlier, she learned to thrive. And like if I needed to grab a mirror, she goes and gets me a mirror. And like you think, how could she do it? Because she puts in the work and she understands
And so,
yeah, let me play off of that real quick, because I was going to ask this question a little later, but I'll go ahead and ask it now. So we're talking about mental wellness and helping people that may be depressed or stressed or feeling like, you know, life has dealt me a bad blow. But you're sharing with me, with our readers here, that in fact working in an environment where you're working with people that have had challenges actually strengthens you mentally.
Yeah.
Talk a bit about that.
Yeah, man. Growing up myself, there's always been I have my few moments where, you know, I wonder what it'd be like to not have to put on hearing aids every single day or take them off or change batteries in my hearing aid. Like, all those kind of my mind, but, you know, I've learned to overcome it, you know. I always said, you know, there's always someone out there that's worse, you know, that has something that's a more difficult situation. So I just never, and my parents were always encouraging and humbled me enough to realize that, you know, God made you a certain way, so use that as your platform. And I love that. And so being here just exposed me to a whole other universe, almost, it seems. But I realized, you know, like what the clients are able to do, and, you know, that they're able to do on their own during the best of their ability. And that, it's funny, even when I work out sometimes myself, I think, man, like, I got to push through, because I know Dave or someone would want to try and squat, because he does squats all the time, so I'm going to try and do as many as he did, you know. It's cool because it humbled you in a sense where it reminds you that you can do things. Like, it's never too much. It's never too late. And what's amazing is the support system that the trainers have, the clients have, and the rest of the staff have together to help everyone accomplish that goal. And so understanding that iron sharpens iron principle, it truly is showed here at Driven.
Angel, we're wrapping up here, and I just want you to share, because I was really an aha moment for me, but I was really excited to hear that you guys have this approach, that this isn't just, Driven isn't just a place where people with disabilities can train. People that have full ability are able to train right alongside them. Tell me a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, so we do try to prioritize, or we do prioritize our space and our trainers for the people that need the accessibility. That's our, you know, first target demographic. But right secondary to that is our open gym floor, which has your basic elliptical, stationary bike, treadmill, squat rack. And people often see that when we give tours, and they wonder how people with disabilities use those. Like, oh, how come people can't walk? What's the treadmill for? And things like that. And we actually try to open this space to not only our clients that have whatever disability or injury, but also their girlfriend, their boyfriend, their brother, their caregiver, their friends. You know, all of our trainers work out outside of here on a personal level, and they can be the first to attest to the fact that you go to the gym with your partner, you go to the gym with your buddies, you spot each other, things like that. And so we want to keep that environment going here. This isn't kind of what we talked about earlier with the 5K. This isn't where we're putting people in a box and say, okay, you're disabled, here's your spot. You're able-bodied, here's your spot. It can be the same area for everybody.
So to wrap up, give our readers a practical tip on how, and there's obviously just Driven in Las Vegas, so they're not going to find Driven in New York, Miami, L.A., whatever. But there may very well be some organization providing some similar service, or maybe something totally different. What's your advice to people that are doing fitness and maybe a churchgoer, and they go, you know what, today's the day I'm going to be bold and call up the organization in my community and offer to volunteer, offer to become a friend to somebody that needs it. What would, and so you get that call, what's the suggestion on how to actually make that a reality?
Good question. Just do it. We accept volunteers here all the time. I think the important thing for, if you are looking to get involved in this universe, as Caleb kind of referred to it, go in with the right purpose, go in for the purpose that that organization is intending. So here we are intending to put forward the purpose of being driven and being inclusive and making this a wholesome community. And we encourage our clients with disabilities to go out into the community and get, you know, get jobs, volunteer themselves. We have our own volunteer initiative here where we have a program to get people with disabilities to be the volunteer. And so as a volunteer, if you're wanting to get involved in this universe, like you said, do it with the right intention of going for inclusivity, not necessarily a quote-unquote charity case, like, oh, it's going to feel so good to help this handicapped person today. But go in saying, hey, I just, this is my earth, this is your earth, let's share this earth together. There's no boxes, there's no walls. You know, I'll help you cross the street and you'll help me with something else, you know. Just like Caleb said, they train the clients, I'm disabled myself and I help them, and so it's all just a kind of ping pong back and forth of giving and goodness.
Excellent. Well, I've been speaking today with Caleb Pittman and Angel Lee at Driven Neuro Recovery Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I want you to continue to dig into all the other aspects of Faith and Fitness Magazine that really help people to discover how fit your mind can be. Thanks both of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.